Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Caleb Patterson, Midwest Muscle, P4P Real Talk is now in the house. And we have 5 seconds past showtime. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, because I can say muscle. The number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a Mac vehicle to drive your goals, check us out today.
Oh, my.
Desiree says.
Oh, my.
Where's my Mac truck?
Woo!
Where's my Mac truck?
Like a Mac truck.
Where's my Mac truck?
Mac truck. I was lost in the serenade there is where the Mac truck was. But through ice cream, here we go.
There we go. Check us out at P4P, snickerdoodle.com. I mean, P4PMuscle.com.
Chocolate way for the win.
Okay.
Welcome.
The champion. Okay, here we go. And now let's talk. Hey, Des.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Kaylin. You are awfully chipper today. You having a good day today?
The sun is shining and the weather is sweet. Make me want to move dancing to the... No, I'm doing Bob Marley. I'm sorry. That's not right. It's not right. But anywho, how you doing?
I'm good. So this is like our third show this week, our third show in
a
row, Monday.
Like
I can't believe
yesterday.
It. I can't believe it. So not Monday, but Tuesday, we had Alberto Nunez on. Great show. Good show. Good guy.
Oh, wow.
Had a
big
good
numbers.
Time.
Big numbers.
If you missed it, yep, big numbers for that show. So thank you guys for tuning in. Last night, we were on Fit Talk with Melinda, talking all things OCR, which stands for Obstacle Course Racing. And that was an eye-opening conversation.
Yes.
So, Kaylin and I have decided that, there's a little too much self-punishment going on there. We're not so sure about that sport. Maybe even more so than bodybuilding. We're not so sure.
Right.
But I told him we need to jump in a race somewhere. So I'm still working on that. So if any of you all out there in listener land have any influence on him, help push him that way, and maybe you'll see us in an OCR somewhere. But a sprint, just a little one, like 3 to 5 miles.
Yeah.
None of this 31-mile business that they do out there.
No.
That's not
I
happening.
I think Melinda said it best for everyone except for Bob.
So, check out Blog Talk Radio, Fit Talk with Melinda, if you want to catch her shows and catch the show that we co-hosted last night. If you are into OCR, do not let us talk you out of it, because you're just being weenies. So if that's what you like, get out there, do it, try it, schedule a race now, and just go for it. Go for broke.
Yes. Now, here's the thing. Now, I'll say this, because I've said this 100 times, when people are talking about bodybuilding, I said it's not for everyone. And people talk about basketball, it's not for everyone. When people talk about football, it's not for everyone. Track and field, I mean, to each their own. And Desiree and I basically understand that that's their own. It's not something that and that's okay. We're not downing it. We're not dissing it. It's just something that we both agree is not for us.
Yeah, that bucket full of gravel, man. And the barbed wire getting caught in the calf and pulling away the skin. We're going to stop because we're talking about things out of context now. We're making it sound really scary, and it's not. But it's just those few stories. But anyway, we digress. Check out the archives, Fit Talk with Melinda. Listen to it. You'll get the gist, because we need to move on to a very important show that we've got going on tonight.
Very true.
So... Yep, we've talked about this topic before, body shaming, fit shaming in the fitness community. And before, we were chatting about this in the ladies' room, but tonight we're chatting about it in the men's room. So it's the men's room and Desiree 2, which is basically what we've got going on tonight. So, Kaylin, why don't you introduce our men's that we have on the line tonight?
Yes. Well, you know, we had these two gentlemen on and we covered a lot, but we did go off of the topic because of something that was a very serious issue, and we did not want to disregard it because it is very vital and very important, and Desiree had brought up the best point of the whole thing. You can't just step on that like her dog is barking and then not basically follow through with it as we should when you're talking about human lives. And we could not dismiss it. We could not take away from the value of it. And so we had to give credence to it. And so basically that took over the show. And the listeners' questions basically personified that. But we still wanted the gentleman on to speak about the topic which we were holding that night, which is fitness shaming. And I'm speaking of Derek Davis, and I'm talking about from New Orleans, both military individuals, but both human beings first. And there is some things that basically transcend both realms of what and arenas of what they entertain in both parts of their lives, well, two facets of their life. I don't want to say both parts, it's not a whole. But we would love to finish that topic and basically go from there. So, Derek, you first, and then Truman, and then we'll get back to the introduction, and then we'll get back to the topic of the fitness shaming, because there's much to be talked about in the natural community as well as, you know, dealing with the enhanced realm as well. Did we lose Derek?
Hey, yes, sir. Hey, we're going in. We're going
intro. I think this happened last time.
Hey, so I guess we're doing intros, right? I just want to be sure.
Yes.
Missing anything.
That's what we're doing. Yes.
Derek Davis here, natural pro bodybuilder, master sergeant in the United States Army, husband, many things. Good evening to all of you out there this evening. I'll just tune in. That's really about it. I mean, that's who I am in a nutshell. Okay, my turn. So I am Truman Ward, CW3 in the United States Army. Been in the Army 23 years. I've been bodybuilding. Well, I've been working out for about 20 or so years, and I've been competing for about 7. I am the current reigning sports model champion, 2014, 15, and 16, and you can damn well believe that I'm going to be for 2017 as well. Holla at me.
All right. You guys heard it here first. Holla. You heard it here first. Prediction here. So, and I believe it. I believe it. I'm expecting it. So we're going to keep our eye on that. But we've already got some questions rolling in, and I think this is a great one to kick the show off. But Becky wants to know how guys can be shamed in fitness.
Okay.
So, Truman, why don't we start with you?
Okay.
Or Derek, who wants to go first?
I'll leave it up to you, Sergeant Major. Wow. Repeat that question, how guys can be shamed in fitness.
Becky wants to know how guys can be shamed in fitness.
From my vantage point or my viewpoint, I mean, it can go both ways. You know, whether a person is a novice starting out in their fitness journey or whether you're a, you know, natural pro bodybuilder, you know, at the extreme levels, you could, you know, experience, or one could experience some shaming in those regards. You know, whether the guy who's on the extreme end of bodybuilding, you know, whether they, you know, pump iron every day, their muscles popping out everywhere, veins popping out everywhere. You know, some people just don't like that. You know, and I've heard that on many of occasions from, you know, the opposite sex, actually, when it comes to men. And you'll probably hear more of that on that spectrum than anything, you know, but it could also happen with, you know, those individuals that are just starting and, you know, they may not have the muscularity or you know, body type that an individual is, you know, per se looking for. I mean, we live in a society where we've been, you know, I guess, stereotype in many ways of what the, you know, media and all the different other mediums out there has said, hey, this is what a man should look like, or this is what a woman should look like. And we buy, and basically society has bought into these things, and we've basically, you know, gone away from our true selves, so to speak, you know, as just be who you are. You know, I can only be Derek Davis, period. That's it. And I think I said the same thing last time. I can only be me. So whether I want to, you know, lift weights every day or don't lift weights at all, or not lift weights at all, you know, that's my prerogative, you know. And how I look is how I look. You know, I have to be happy with myself, ultimately, you know. But it can, body shaming towards men, it can come in a variety of ways.
Okay, so here we go. So I try not to focus too much on the hating aspect, and I really try to keep a more positive outlook, positive comments. But, you know, you have these keyboard warriors. You've got these brave individuals that normally they would never dare say anything to my face, but suddenly now they're looking at a magazine, they're looking at a Facebook page, they're looking at a post on Instagram, they're looking at a picture that my sponsors have put up, me on stage, and I'm laughing now. But so you'll have me, and I'll be on stage, it'll be a picture of me competing in my banana hammock, as you call it, or my little Speedos. And you look at the comments, and one of the comments will be from some female. And the female will say, oh, but I bet he's got a little penis.
Ooh.
Oh, my.
Something?
Hello.
Isn't that something? Now, what if, by chance, and here's the part that is amazing to me. So as a competitor, I'm supposed to just take that. I have to be thick-skinned. I have to just roll my cheek when it comes to comments like that. But I click on the individual that made that comment. I look at their profile, and this individual, and I am in no way at all talking crap about somebody that's overweight. But the fact is that this particular person is overweight. If I was to stoop down and then retaliate by then commenting on that person that from the looks of your appearance, you are 2 seconds away from a heart attack, suddenly I'm asked to leave planet Earth. How dare you infer in any way that I am overweight? And did you just fat shame me? The fact that somehow in society we have flipped it to where it is perfectly okay to attack me and or my family for being in shape, but for the appearance. But heaven forbid if I was to do the same thing. Another point, I go to a barbecue, whether it's at a work function or just to somebody's house. There can literally be 100 people at this barbecue. Do you know I dare wear a shirt that's 3X? Now, we're talking 3X. For the next 10 minutes, I have to hear, oh, come on, man. Why you got to wear that little shirt? You got your little brother's shirt on, man. There you go. There go True. There go True with the little medium shirt. What, you got that at Baby Gap, dude? Man, they don't have shirts in your size. This is a 3X. They don't get any bigger in this particular size. That was it. They didn't have 4X. So you're saying that it is okay to make comments about the clothes that I'm wearing based off of the appearance or the size of my body because somehow I am making you feel inferior. Man, why you got to come in here, man, with your arms out making me feel a certain way? I wasn't trying to make you feel any kind of way. I got the biggest shirt that there was to buy, and I'm wearing it. Now, can you imagine if, for example, an overweight person was to also come to that particular party, and 10 to 12 people were then to say, Are you serious? Are you going to wear that shirt with your appearance, with your overweight appearance? Are you going to wear that particular brand of clothing and offend everybody? No, that's insane. Nobody would dream of doing that. But it is perfectly okay to do it to somebody like me who is a competitor. Why? Because we somehow in society have been told that we are to take it and it's okay to be slightly abused. And don't get it twisted. It's abusive to read comments that say, oh, sure, he looks that way, but he only looks that way because he's on roids and I bet he has a small penis. What is that? Why would you go out of your way to even make a negative comment like that? That's amazing to me. What say thee?
Hey, you got me on that one.
Yep. Well, you know, and there is no good reason for it. I mean, we've been there in the ladies' room, and we're here now, and we're seeing that, you know, this type of negative behavior, it turns a blind eye to whether it's towards men or women. I mean, it truly is based on the physique and whatever feelings that it, you know, stirs up in people, which is, I don't know, it's kind of crazy. And this question is, I guess, and you know, Lewis, hopefully in listening to this, some you get a little bit better picture of what it is they're talking about. Because I don't think what they're feeling is shame. What they're feeling is, you know, hurt more or less, or, you know, or feelings of being offended. But Lewis's question was, or statement is, that he was can feel shame. And in listening to you both, I don't really think it is that you're feeling shame as much as you are just feeling, what's the word that I'm thinking of? I lost it. Disrespected, I would think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely say, I would probably say to that level of disrespect. Because, you know, I kind of have to go back to, you know, what we do is you know, fitness, you know, athletes, you know, it's another level of discipline, you know, with their eating, with their, you know, training, et cetera. And that's our lifestyle in general. I mean, because it is our lifestyle from, you know, sun up to sundown. But
exactly.
Because we're the small minority that do this, we are outside of what society calls the norm. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Because the norm is a person that's unhealthy lifestyle, you know, all kind of medications and et cetera, et cetera. That's normal to people. But guys like me and True, you know, we're, you know, busting our butt to try to stay healthy and try to stay, you know, away from, you know, the doctor as much as we can by living a healthy lifestyle, by, you know, consuming the right amount of, you know, the right foods and the right nutrients for our bodies to, you know, do what it needs to do to not only grow, but just to sustain itself, you know. We're not normal, in other words, you know, because of our lifestyle. So, yeah, it does bring, you know, a bit of, you know, disrespect for, you know, in my opinion, to us, you know, that, you know, try to, you know, live this lifestyle, you know, day in and day out.
I say if to Lewis, was it?
Yes.
Yes.
Was the caller? So I would like to challenge Lewis or anybody to look on me and Derek's Facebook page. So I've had a Facebook page since 2009 till now, 2017. If you look at every comment that I've made, or you just look at my Facebook page, period, in the last 7 years, you will not find, and I'm willing to bet that it would be the same for Derek, you won't find where I've ever once ever made a derogatory, smart, or mean comment towards anybody's appearance, ever. Their shape, their size, their muscle, their lack thereof, whatever. Ever. Now, I say, go back to my Facebook page, 2009 till now, and count how many negative comments have been made about me and my appearance. on stage or my muscles or what I was wearing. And you probably won't get past the 2010 before you're tired of counting. Isn't it something where you take someone like me and Derek, who we've never uttered or do we ever issue negative comments about anyone's appearance? But it is perfectly acceptable, in fact, expected, that any time any one of our pictures pop up on Facebook, that then there will be dozens of negative comments about us. And I think that that's amazing. And why? And that it's accepted. And that if you're not me or Derek, so if I complain about that to somebody, oh, come on, man. You got to you got to be thick-skinned, man. It's, I mean, why you let that? Okay. Well, how am I any different than the obese person that just got attacked? Well, it's just different. How? Well, it just is. You have to take it. You're in that lifestyle, so it's your job to be able to put up with little penis comments, or you're definitely on Roy's comments, or you look like a freak comment, or if I was on Roy's, I would look like that too comment. But an obese person, you have to support them, and you have to coddle them. And I say, but we're both people, though. That obese person and myself are both humans. We both have blood that is damn red. So why would I not be – think about it this way. So I'm at work. I'm in the Army. There will be any given minute, every 20 minutes, soldiers have to stop what they're doing, go outside, walk 50 feet from the building to have a damn smoke break. And they come back inside, smell like smoke. If they do that five times 20 is 100, right? So that's 100. So that's give or take. That's like if it takes 20 or so minutes, that's like 100 minutes wasted of them getting a smoke break. Nobody says anything. Nobody bats an eye. Nobody cares. Chief Ward takes out a protein shaker, shakes it once. People look and they lose their freaking minds. They go crazy. They can't believe it. Oh, there go. Look at Chief. Look at Chief again. Look, look. Shaking up the little steroids. There he go. Letting everybody know he work out. Why you got it? I mean, dude, okay, we get it. You work out. Why do I have to hear all that? So no one cared about the smokers at all. No one was worried about people going out and killing themselves. Here, I break out 45 grams of protein, and you go insane. That's kind of a problem that I think we have systemically. Are you kidding me?
Well, and I think that, I mean, the why questions that you're asking, that's a lot of on everybody's mind is why. What on earth is this all about? What is it for? Bill has a family that speaks negatively of his diet plan when he's eating and feeling better than he's ever felt. And he's got a why. He's like, why are they so down on such a good thing? And I think that's the overarching question. Why are people so down on something that is a good thing?
That's a good question.
I have to go back to the foundation for me. And I think the foundation, you know, for anyone is a level of, you know, discipline, education, et cetera.
As I stated earlier, you know, things have become so the norm that anything outside of that norm is just wrong. And to me, that's the wrong answer. I don't like to be the norm. I don't want to be the norm. You know, I'm going to be whom I want to be. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to eat what I want to eat. But it's very discouraging to some of, you know, the people out there that are really trying, not necessarily just in the, you know, body, but I'm talking beyond that, just fitness in general, but just, you know, people that are trying to change their lives for the better.
Yes.
You know, maybe some of them have experienced some near-death experiences due to, you know, different diseases and different ailments or whatever the case may be, and this is the one thing that is keeping them alive and giving them happiness and joy and all of those things, you know. But people will continue to try to bring that person back down to where they once were, because misery loves company. And I say that, and I say that in a way that even your family sometimes, you know, or in this aspect, can bring you down, you know. And that's the most hurtful of any of it. But it's definitely shameful, and it's definitely hurtful, you know, especially to someone like Bill, you know, who's really trying to, you know, do what, you know, he can for his health, his life, et cetera. And, man, you know, your family just kind of sticks it to you there, and you have to hear that day in and day out. And the moment you snap, then you've gone crazy, because you're tired of hearing that every single day, and you just want to, you know, live how you live, you know. So that's what I would say about it.
So you have two scenarios. You have two pictures on Facebook. And I keep going to social media because that is primarily where people get brave enough to attack somebody like me or Derek. Man, so, and, oh, by the way, so I'm going to clear this up. 99% of the people that usually have these little comments for me and for men, it's usually other men. Women tend to be supportive, or they just don't get as threatened as a guy does when he or she sees another in-shape male on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, or whatever. Men, however, I don't know what it is. They just, they lose their minds. Oh, I got to say something. Just, I can't. It's too, I have to bring him down just a little bit, because his abs or his dedication in the gym, I feel direct offense from, because somehow he's making me feel bad about myself on purpose. What? Are you crazy? Dude, I was trying to win a bodybuilding show. You never even came into focus. So now you have two pictures. The first picture is a family in California. They're at Disneyland. The family, all of them, are overweight. For whatever reason, they're overweight. And they're happy and they're smiling, and they got Mickey Mouse ears on, and they're, you see the rides in the Disneyland thing in the background, and they have, I don't know, ice cream or waffle cones or whatever you have. And under the picture is 100 comments. Oh, you guys look so happy. You look so peaceful. Good for you. Now you have my family. You have me, maybe in the same setting, or I'm on the beach with my family and I have my shirt off, because it's a damn beach and it is a vacation, and because I want to take my shirt off. You'll have some of those same positive comments, but then you'll have like a dozen, oh, look at this guy. I tell the roided out freak that he needs to put his shirt back on. Oh, okay, here goes another freak claiming to be he's natural, when in fact there's no way he could look that way and not be natural. And this is a family photo at Disneyland, and I will still get attacked for my appearance. Most people don't generally know how many comments that guys like me and Derek have to wade through daily. And since it's not happening to them, they're like, what's the big deal, dude? And the fact that you have, nobody should be getting attacked as far as I'm concerned, but I will face 10 times the scrutiny in my picture than anybody else will. And if I was to reply to, oh, Lord, have mercy, all the negative comments, like, oh, I'm on roids? I'm on roids? Well, come on. Come on, tough guy. Come on Monday. Come on, show up, squat Monday, and come on, get you some of these squats. In fact, we're not even going to count the first three sets, which is just the warm-up. We got 10 working sets, where the last set of 10 is going to be about 450 pounds. And then we're going to break it back down to 315 for 10. And that was the first exercise, tough guy. We still got four more. And by the way, we're going to take a piss test. That's right. And we're going to actually decide who is natural and who is actually unnatural, but has all the negative comments. So, no, even if you were on roids, you still wouldn't look like me, because there's no way in hell you're not going to have ice cream on Wednesday. You're not going to have that beer on Saturday. You're not going to decide you're tired on Sunday and go to the gym twice. You're not going to get up at 4 o'clock to do cardio, and you're damn sure not going to go back at 16:30. That's 4:30 for you civilians to do some posing, and then another hour and a half of brutal-ass squats, where then you'll go home and you'll eat baked chicken and you'll help your daughter with your homework, and then you're going to go pose again, and then you're going to do another 15 minutes of cardio. That isn't roids. It's just that you, my friend, are weak, and there's people like me and Derek who don't go around coming up with excuses and attacking other people for our insecurities. Amen.
Okay.
There you have it.
I'm going to jump in on this. I'm going to jump in on this because I think, like Derek was saying, and True had hinted on, about normal. And, you know, a lot of people are so used to normal, they never question whether it's right or wrong. And that's where the dilemma we are right now, because whether we want to admit it or not, this nation is drug addicted. It's some kind of drug that basically gets somebody through the day, and it used to be 1 out of 3, but now it's basically 8 out of 10. And that's a staggering number when you really bear it to mind, where people have 2 and 3 prescriptions along with their illegal drug use. And it's beyond frightening, but it's not addressed. And if you grow up in this chemically imbalanced, you know, society, a lot of it's going to become normal. If it's right or wrong, it's happening. And if you grow up in it, you know, I can remember when I was growing up, and, you know, I'm dating myself, but I remember they were talking about Elvis Presley, how he had maybe 12 or 13 prescription drugs, yet he still thought down on the people that were taking heroin, cocaine, and marijuana because they were drug addicts. And I'm thinking, you know, on the outside looking in, I'm saying, well, what's the difference? But because he was told these were prescriptions and they were fine, and I put that in quotes, this is what killed the man. And, you know, now we have even more musicians, actors, and whatever celebrity dying from the very drugs that should be helping. And I hate turning the drugs on anything, but this is the society we live in. And if that is normal, then of course somebody that's doing things that aren't drug-induced, that aren't chemically related, that aren't basically depending on something other than you as the source of your own motivation, the source of your own inspiration, and the source of a natural life with food and, you know, basically supplementation for the food to basically help you be a better natural individual, these things simply aren't normal. That doesn't say they're not right, but they're just not normal anymore, and that's frightening in itself. And then when you have someone more akin to defending a parent that is drug addicted, defending a family member that is drug addicted, and defending all these other people that are drug addiction, if you have someone coming out of the woodwork saying, I don't need drugs to be an American and successful in American society, that's not normal. That doesn't say, you know, you're living a right life, but it's not normal in American standards anymore. So you are a threat to normal if you think about it. So if we can basically balance out the fact that you're considered a rebel, you're considered a threat, and you're considered going against the grain by being yourself, then, yeah, there is a problem in that, but it's not with you. So, you know, True, I get where you're coming from, and it's tough. It's really tough. And, you know, to be called out by family members, you think they would be like what was the guy's name, Dez? I'm sorry.
Bill.
Yeah, so when Bill is basically making that life change and says, you know, I'm feeling the best I've felt in my whole life, and basically being dragged down to the gutter, it's like, well, wait, there's something wrong with that. But he's a threat to mainstream society. And if we don't look at it in that fashion, we will get angry a lot sooner than we should, because we're not really understanding the whole of society and the direction it's gone. We didn't take that direction, so we don't see it. But now here's the flip side of it. They didn't take our direction, so they don't see it. If we don't have ambassadors, then we don't cut through the middle of this and get that balance back that we need.
So good point.
Yeah.
Good points across the board there. I'm going to jump in with a few, not questions, but just statements from our listeners. Sarah says she has a brother that has been shamed out of fitness, and she thought he was acting and looking the best she had ever seen. So definitely, folks, your words can have consequences. And like Derek was saying, you get tired of hearing these things day after day after day. Even if you're in the right and even if it's the best for you, you just get tired of it. You get tired of people continually pointing out how you are different and making it a negative. And then Brenda says she thinks guys get more shame because some of the men hear how the women are talking about the fit guys and they are just jealous. So
yeah.
There you have it. I think that's another plausible factor that plays into that too. And, you know, you, Kaylin, True, all, you know, the ones in there with the references to roids and the drug side of it, we've got a question that touches on that. It's going to take us a little bit off topic, but since we're already, you know, a lot of these terms are being thrown around in the fit shaming aspect of it, I'm going to go ahead and get this one in here. Clarence is a listener that has been on and off of steroids and finds it much harder to be fit naturally than on gear. He wants to know if natural pros even feel that kind of pressure from the enhanced world.
That kind of pressure from the
enhanced world.
Like,
do you? I think he wants to know if you ever feel the pressure from the enhanced world to become enhanced yourself.
Yes, that's the question.
Okay. B, you want to jump on this one?
Oh. Well, for me, I would have to say no, because I like, you know, who I've become, what I've become, or who I am becoming, you know, just by sheer hard work and discipline. Not saying that, I mean, yeah, those that are on gear, you said that, are, you know, put work in with it, but it's a little bit of, obviously, it's an event. But I don't feel any pressure, you know, because number one, I don't want to put anything in my body that I have absolutely no clue of what the effects are going to be, because my body may react different than someone else if I started taking steroids, whatever the case may be, you know. And I don't want to take a risk, you know, with that, you know, personally, I just don't, this is just not me, you know. But I would say, you know, to caveat that or to add to that, there may be a little bit of pressure, you know, for some out there in the industry that are, you know, just getting started, maybe some of the younger generation or whatnot. You know, guys like, you know, True and I, we're on up in age, you know, a little bit. So we look at things a little bit different, especially from our respective backgrounds, being in the military where we're always drug tested. So it just doesn't, we just don't think about that. We have families, we have, you know, full careers. We just don't, you know, because one thing will lead to the other, you know, and you just don't want to, you know, you don't want to find yourself down a road, a dark alley to where you can't turn around and you can't come back and no one's there to save you, you know. So I take all of those things into perspective, you know, and do an evaluation of it. But it's just, it has never really, you know, appealed to me personally as to, you know, going down that road.
What was the caller's name again?
It was Clarence.
Clarence. Okay, so Clarence, I don't know how old Clarence is, Me and Derek are well into our 40s. So before we were in our 40s, you know, I was 19, 20. There was nothing I could do that I could keep weight on. And it was frustrating. I didn't really know much about dieting, of course not. I only knew just to eat and work out real hard. And the very next day, I would look in the mirror, and I'd still just be very undeveloped, and my chest seemed flat, and my arms just didn't really. And I'm looking at the magazines every time I went into the store, and the dudes on the magazines were, and I wasn't even thinking of or looking at the really big, giant bodybuilders. I'm looking at the cover sports models, which now would be Men's Physique or Classic Physique guys. So they'd be close to my weight and my build and height, but they would just be perfect. I couldn't believe how perfect they could be. And at the time, I knew nothing about roids whatsoever. I was just thinking, God, I got to work harder or do more sit-ups or something. How is this guy looking that way? So then a couple years later, I get stationed in Alaska. And this was right around the time that I opened up a first Facebook account. And the gym that I joined, I'd say just about everybody there was roiding. And there was guys my height, and they were bigger, they were thicker than I was. They looked like the guys in the magazines. And eventually, some of them came over and were like, hey, man, if you want to, you know, get the way we're looking, you need to start sticking a needle in your arm. Well, first off, I'm in the military. And then secondly, I have an extreme phobia for things like alcohol or obviously drugs or something that is going to completely alter any state that I'm in, whether it's physically, mentally, or both. Hell no. What I did instead was I stuck with it. I grinded and I grinded and I powered and I hit the weights and I hit the squats and hit deadlift and hit curls and incline chest and dieted and stayed true to myself, jumped in a bodybuilding show and won. And I said, good Lord, I don't have to cheat. Don't. It just takes hard work. And then I realized that me and the guy that was on roids, we looked the same, except he got that way in 3 days, and it would take me 3 months. Well, okay, I guess it's just going to have to take me 3 months then. Now, take today, for example. Take today. Normally, I'm 6'2". Usually, I walk around at night about 234 pounds, give or take. Well, today, I didn't drink a second gallon of water, so I'm 227 pounds. The loss of weight is irritating to me, and as well as I'm sure Derek could probably confirm. That sucks when you're trying to bulk up. Well, guys that are on gear, they don't have to worry about that because they just usually don't lose any weight. They keep it because they're on the gear. So then I would like to challenge this caller. Look at any bodybuilder, matter of fact, name 10 that are IBFF Pro that have started 20 years ago. And tell me 10 right now that look the same way when they started that as they do today. And I mean bodybuilders like Ronnie Coleman or Dorian Yates or I don't want to call out a lot of them, but I may not be anywhere near as famous as them. But I tell you what I do have, my health. And the way I look now, I'm going to look 5 years from now, and I'm most likely going to look 10 years from now. I've been working out for 20 years, and I still look very achievable today that I will in 5 years. The person that sees me on the cover of a magazine and he goes, my God, that guy looks amazing. I can never look that way unless I do roids. No, you're wrong. I don't do roids. What you have to do is be prepared to work really hard like you would have to for anything else that's worth achieving. Roids is not part of this deal. Hard work is. some sweat, some determination, and 10 sets of squats on Monday. Show up with me on Monday and get you some of these squats. Might take a couple years. Might take a decade or two, but eventually you're going to get it, and what you're going to keep is your health. You're going to keep your liver. You're going to keep your organs. And there's something else that gets affected with roids, your brain. You're not the same individual once you start roiding. You become an a-hole. And unfortunately, sometimes you can't revert back to that because your brain also has been completely damaged. Screw that. If it ain't natural, it ain't for me.
Wow. I like that.
Clarence, I hope that was helpful. Yeah,
yeah.
There you go. And while we're talking about this this aspect of the sport, I guess, well, bodybuilding in general, I'm going to bring us back around to the fit shaming that we started with, because to this point, all of the fit shaming that we've been talking about are typically from individuals who are not necessarily in the sport at all. Maybe they lift, but not seriously. You know, they're hobby lifters, or they're just not in a fitness regimen at all. And so now the next listener's question takes us to the other side of the spectrum, and he wants to know how guys that are enhanced can shame anyone when they're doing drugs. Opinions on that. And are you guys experiencing that? Are you seeing shaming from the enhanced realm because you're natural and maybe smaller than they are at this stage? Or, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm asking the same question.
I'll let you start that one, Drew.
Yes. So we'll go with a bodybuilding show, and then I have my winning stage picture up. I put it on Instagram. My page is open. Sometimes I will have, you know, a bunch of way to go comments, and there will be one or two comments from, you know, obviously I don't know, and it's always a guy, and the comment will say, I don't know, something negative. What is usually a good thing that they say? Oh, if I was up there, I would have smashed the dude. He's lucky I wasn't up there. And I click on the guy's picture, and the guy is proud of doing roids. Like, he's openly admitting it. But then he looks like crap, though. And I'm thinking, how the hell does that? If you do roids, you're supposed to look like you do roids. I mean, that's kind of the whole point of doing roids. You're supposed to look extreme over the average person, but this guy, he looked like he ain't even really hit the weights, or at least not hard. And I'm thinking, how do you have the gall to fix your mouth to say, well, if you were up there, you would beat me? Dude, you're not even natural and you wouldn't beat me. Like, if you was to get on stage right now against me, and you know you're not natural, and I still kill you, isn't that me kind of beating you at your own game? Your best bet is just to kind of be quiet, and then, I don't know, maybe try not being on the roids or not looking so undeveloped or kind of looking whack, to be totally honest with you. Now, the ones that they are not natural, but they're huge. So I'm not a bodybuilder like Derek. I'm a sports model, and that is about the equivalent of classic physique. I generally am about the same size as an unnatural guy or untested guy, and those guys tend to be a little more on the cool, quiet side. They're not natural, but they don't go around talking crap about anybody else. They just get up there and do their little shows. And yeah, I mean, no judgment. I don't care. They usually don't. If anything, they'll even have positive comments. Way to go, man. Wow, solid. And it's funny that if I work hard enough, Derek works hard enough to where we get our physique looking to where even unnatural guys say, man, I'm impressed, then you know that you're doing something. And for me, for a guy that's thinking, he's starting out, and he wants to go maybe unnatural, well, just look at someone like me and Derek. We get just as much accolades as the other. I mean, there's only one Ronnie Coleman. Not everyone is going to be, as soon as you start working out, you're going to be an Arnold Schwarzenegger. There's like 100,000 other people that aren't Arnold Schwarzenegger that look just fine. You could be that too and not be on roids, is all I'm trying to say. When you agree, Derek?
Absolutely, absolutely. You can only be who you are. Your physique is only going to form the way it forms, you know, whether natural or unnatural, for that matter. You can't, you know, control how your muscles are going to turn out, the perfect symmetry and nice shoulder calves, nice abs, et cetera. You can only work on you, ultimately. If you go to my page, if you're listening, if you're a friend of mine on Facebook, I posted a photo, I think it was yesterday, I think, of a guy by the name of Nathan Williams, who is a
BFAC
pro. BNBF or whatnot. He's from the UK. He's from the UK. And this guy is peeled, man. I had a chance to meet him down in Miami this past October, along with a lot of other guys and gals that, you know, that are from the UK. But his size and level of conditioning is, I mean, absolutely freakish. And of course, you know, he's already, as well accomplished world champion, et cetera. And people automatically assume, oh, no, there's no way this guy's natural. There's no way this guy's natural. You know,
no way.
Not having,
no,
you know,
way.
Don't know the guy from, you know, Adam or whatever the case. Don't know his work ethic. Don't know that he's a
and they're,
he does,
and they're not
personal
gonna
training
do any
by
things
day.
That he's doing either.
Yeah,
I was
exactly,
just saying, Derek, he's not going. Those same people are not about to do one of the 15 things he does.
Exactly. But they're quick to come out of their mouths, you know, for people like us in general, you know, to say, oh, there's no way you can get that level of conditioning, abs popping out, shoulders, everything, you know, back and everything. There's no way you can do that without taking something. Yeah, I take something.
Yeah.
I take my protein. I eat my chicken.
I eat my carbs.
You know, and I take my – that's exactly what I do. That's exactly what I take. And I take all that hard work, and it translates into the physique that I form, that is formed when you see me step on stage, bottom line. You know, the natural guys are going to get, you know, definitely get the flag from the unnatural guys because – you know, maybe in their mind they felt they couldn't get that way. Or maybe some of them were just truly misled into that realm because I see that a lot as well.
Yes.
You know, people breaking into, oh, I want to be a bodybuilder, whatever the case may be, and they get hooked up with the wrong people or the wrong person that's already in that realm, and then now, guess what, they're over there. So now there is no, quote-unquote, no returning for the most part. So I've seen that. I've seen that firsthand on many of occasions. With people that have wanted to compete natural, and all of a sudden I start asking questions that they may not have the knowledge of, and all of a sudden some things come out like, oh, time out, wait a minute. You said what? You took what? Okay, yep, you can't compete over here, sorry. And I educate them on the spot. I don't try to shame them. I don't try to, you know, this and the other. And I give them a bit of knowledge right there on the spot and let them know that, hey, it's not all about this side. There's two sides of bodybuilding. There's natural and unnatural side. You know, even us naturals can go compete on the other side if we want to without even, you know, having to worry about anything. In some cases, some naturals have done very well up to certain levels, you know, on the unnatural side, you know. But it's out there. It happens. It shouldn't happen, but that's a society we live in now.
Yeah. Well, I can piggyback this one because this is something that actually happened when Midwest Muscle was in its infancy, and we were running around with cameras and, you know, video cameras, and we're taking pictures, and, you know, it did draw attention, and it was Joe the Rockstar, the Flex Williams, Kimmy Arnone, and a couple of others, and we were all just running around, you know, showing the healthy side of natural bodybuilding, and we're really trying to get it going in the Midwest. And, you know, like I said, it did draw attention. And there was this one guy just was insulted that we were doing what we were doing, because, you know, everybody's leaning out, but we're losing weight as it happened. And that was just an offense in itself. And he's getting pissed off because we're getting lean. And, you know, those big sweaters ain't so big anymore. But, you know, when we get in there in the posing room, things look a lot different. But, anywho, it would just irk him to no end that we were walking around, you know, really getting happy because, you know, show day's coming and we know we get to eat a little bit more carbs and a little bit more protein after the show. So that's exciting in itself. But as we're going, you know, more and more day after day, his comments are getting more negative. They're becoming more rude and personal. And then, you know, he basically just got to the point where, you know, he basically came out with a statement, if you ain't doing steroids, you ain't working out. And he was dead serious about it. And we had a fella that was Joe Myers. Good fella, construction worker, you know, balls to the wall construction guy. He's got the attitude. We call him the rock star for a reason. But he didn't bite his tongue. He came out, and it was just straight facts. Everything he said was factual. It was factually based. It wasn't insulting, but it really cut to the core of what this guy was talking about, and it really burned him without ever really, you know, going at him as an individual, but basically for his drug use. And it called his character out so bad that he was basically asking us after everything had happened, you know, well, what's the good for not using steroids? You know, how do you guys look like that if you're not on something? You know, and like Derek was saying, it's because he was brought into it in ignorance. You know, if you really want to get this good workout, do this. If you really want to see those gains happen a lot faster, then try this. So basically, his supplements, in air quotes, weren't supplements at all. But by the time he figured out, you know, what's going on, like Derek said, he's already hooked. And how do you go back if basically what size is what you were looking for all the way around? So he was consumed before he realized he'd even been eaten. And it really hurt. Like everyone thought that Joe was really trying to rip him to shreds. But Joe was basically pointing out every error this man had made in his life to get to the way he looked. And then, like True was saying, when he got ready to compete, he got, like, seventh place. And you're figuring 8 months of drug use and basically 8 years off his life if he got that. And then he's not going to win the show that he's doing all this stuff for to get that trophy, and you're talking about the money, his health, his mindset, his self-respect, his self-esteem, all of that has been trashed, and he didn't even place in the top five. So, you know, when you think about that you don't want to call him a loser, but he's pretty dang close with the choice he made for the reason he did.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Wow.
So always lots of stories along those lines, and that part of it is unfortunate. And I have to say, Helen, I know we stopped taking questions. We're not going to have a chance to get to your question. I'm sorry. We've got less than a minute left. But,
Helen, to inbox us.
Yes, we will still share your questions with True and Derek, and we will get some answers posted for you. But with that, I have
I'll
to say
to
True,
you guys,
Derek,
right now.
Thanks so much. Okay, thanks so much for being on the show with us tonight and just sharing your perspective. And, I mean, you can really tell in your words that when things like these happen, you know, it's one thing to say just be tough and shrug it off, but when it cuts you, you know, you are human and it hurts. And so, you know, you got to appreciate that aspect of it too, because at the end of the day, that's what we are human beings. So thanks again for being on the show with us. I know we are going to have some more questions, so if you guys will shoot us some answers so we can share, we are most appreciative. But you know what? Have a great night and keep doing what you're doing.
You too. Thank you. Thank
hey,
you, caller,
thank
for
you
coming in and calling for us. Really. Thank you.
Definitely. Thank you, guys. Have a good
All right, thank you.
All right, Kaylin. We're about out. So on behalf of everyone, your body is a temple. Let's build it.
With snickerdoodle.